Now, as you know, over this past weekend, we had the fantastic daylight saving time. Dan, did you remember to move your clocks up an hour?
We did, yes.
Yeah. I did it in the afternoon, like before we went to go, my parents and I went to go see the old Thoroughbreds, which they loved. I moved all my clocks ahead. I don't have like a ton of clocks, you know, and the phone does it automatically. Cable box does it automatically. So, but I got a couple of clock radios and a couple of clock radios and a stove, you know, clock. Easy to do. Sometimes though, like, you know, because you do it early, like I do, because I don't, I don't know what my sleep schedule is on the weekends because it's so weird.
Right.
I'll look at the clock and I'll go, oh, and I'll forget that I'd set it ahead.
Right. Sure. Set it
ahead. I did that a couple of times Saturday because I'm a moron. But there are surprising effects of daylight saving time. Every March, clocks spring forward across much of the United States, robbing people of one precious hour of sleep. Now, there are parts of Indiana, right, where they're like, no, we're not doing it.
Correct.
I love that. I love that there are places in Indiana where, no, we're not moving our clocks. No, no. And just for some reason, I think that's fantastic. While hearing those same people complain about being tired is one that's not so surprising effect of the daylight saving time, the possibility of a longer prison sentence for those going before a judge on Sleepy Monday, that's today, they call it Sleepy Monday?
They do.
is less expected. Here are 12 surprising effects of daylight saving time, the good, the bad, and the scientifically ambiguous. An increase in spending. In 2016, J.P. Morgan Chase decided to look at the economic consequences of daylight saving time by examining Los Angeles and Phoenix, two cities that are large, relatively close to each other, and have stable weather. Critically, Phoenix doesn't observe DST, while Los Angeles does. Among their findings, DST was associated with a 0.9% increase in daily spending per capita in Los Angeles at the beginning of DST. Perhaps more surprising, at the end of DST was associated with a per spending daily spending reduction of 3.9. I've heard this one, higher risk of heart attacks. This one I've heard many times before. Many studies have shown that DST is associated with an increase in heart attacks, with one study showing a 24% increase in a number of heart attacks on the Monday after DST at a group of Michigan hospitals. According to the University of Michigan, Mondays are bad for heart attacks in general. Researchers believe the stress of a new work week and changes in the sleep-wake cycle are the reason why, but DST makes everything worse. Interestingly, the Tuesday following the end of DST was associated with a 21% drop in patients. How about this? Missed appointments. Well, are you going to show up late? No, you'd show up early, right? Yeah, you'd be an hour early, right? Yeah. A 2017 study found that the percentage of missed medical appointments increased significantly following DST. But as with heart attack risk, the missed appointments decreased in the fall, at least temporarily. More car accidents, maybe for at least a few days. 2001, an American study found that there was a significant increase in accidents on the Monday after the shift to DST. A 2018 New Zealand study echoed the sentiment, finding that the first day of DST road accidents increased 16%. In contrast, a Swedish study found that DST didn't have any important effect on that country. Of course, there's more to DST than just a couple of days. After DST has gotten started, there's more light on the road later in the day. Several studies have found that the light reduces accidents substantially, so much so that one study concluded that a year-round DST would reduce motor vehicle occupant fatalities by 195 a year. Now, here's the one that we mentioned before when we just started, longer prison sentences. Researchers frequently use DST to study sleep deprivation in populations, as it's a period of time when we all wake up an hour before we're used to. One of these studies focused specifically on judicial punishment in U.S. federal courts. The researchers looked at Sleepy Monday, the Monday after the time change, and compared the sentence lengths to other Mondays. They found that on Sleepy Monday, judges handed out 5% longer sentences. But don't think you can get a lighter sentence during the fall switch. The researchers found no effect on sentencing at that time, but the researchers point out that this isn't limited to judges. Even managers may find themselves in a mood for doling out harsher punishments. So I've never heard Sleepy Monday. Am I nuts?
No, I hadn't heard of it before the article.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
Yeah. There are more mining injuries. According to one study of mining injuries from 1983 to 2006, the Monday directly after the switch to DST was associated with 5.7% more workplace injuries and 68% more work days lost because of injuries, indicating that there are more injuries and there are more severe after the switch. There isn't, however, a corresponding decrease in the fall. Fewer koala collisions. What? One study decided to look at how DST affected human-wildlife interaction, specifically koala-vehicle collisions. Because koalas are largely nocturnal, they often cross the road in the evening or at night. By shifting traffic patterns to times when it wasn't dark, the researchers found that DST could decrease collisions with koalas by 8% on weekdays and 11% on weekends, although the difference between weekend and weekdays wasn't significant. The researchers proposed that a slight increase in morning collisions lessened the benefit during the weekday. The researchers hope that further study can be done in human animal. That's crazy.
I was surprised to hear that, too, because, like, don't koalas sleep, like, 22 hours a day?
I think so, yeah.
And, like, the other hour and a half, they're just, like, angry and just look PO'd and just sit in a tree.
Let's see. There's decreased satisfaction with life in general. That's because of the in both the UK and Germany, studies have shown that life satisfaction deteriorates in the first week after the switch to DST in the spring. One study even quantified the deterioration in Germany with money. For the entire sample, the cost was calculated to cost $262, but for people in full employment with relatively inflexible schedules, that increased to $408. And the men in the sample, the cost of transition was $487. Meanwhile, a Facebook analysis looked at the feelings of people were sharing on the platform. On the Monday after the start of DST, the use of the word tired increased by 25%, with similar increases in sleepy and exhausted, as well as wonderful and great. In just a period from 5 a.m. to 12 noon on Monday, feeling tired usage increased an average of 86% from a 12% increase in non-DST Arizona up to 231% increases in Delaware. By Thursday, tired was back to normal. So by Thursday, you guys will be okay. Today is sleepy Monday.
Especially in Delaware. What the hell is going on over there?
What's going on in Delaware?
231%.
Delaware, the most depressing place to live. Sleepier kids, maybe. The studies surrounding DST and school children are surprisingly inconclusive. On one side, a 2009 article in Sleep Medicine looked at 469 Germans from 10 to 20 years old and divided them up into larks. Those who go to bed early and wake up early, and owls, those who go to bed late and wake up late. They found that after the DST transition, the group was sleepier for 3 weeks after the transition, with owls showing higher daytime sleepiness, and proposed that tests shouldn't take place the week following the switch over to DST. Is that, Dan, is that applicable to, does Eileen not give tests this week?
That's a good question. I'll throw that out to her and see if she maybe will, it'll be interesting to see if she, because they've got to catalog it from years past.
Of course.
So it would be interesting to see if she did give one.
You should ask her if she notices a difference in the kids, behavior or, awareness.
Yeah, they definitely, they know the dates that are warning dates,
yeah.
Right before any holiday, right? Any before any vacation?
Yeah,
they know, the kids know and are amping up. So I'd be interested to see if the DST would.
I remember after the DST change being really tired at school when I was a kid. I do. I vividly remember that.
Yeah, there's an interesting avenue of science that's developing now about the role sleep plays in how well the kids do academically. I mean, it's common sense. If you're tired and you're not going to be paying attention as
right.
much and things like that. But
right.
to the point where there's a pretty strong movement now that people say that high school should start an hour later than they do now, because naturally when you're a teenager, your circadian rhythms gear you towards being a night owl.
Yeah.
You tend to just stay up later. You tend to want to sleep later. Anybody who's been a teenager Yep. Knows that, you know, you just don't want to get up in the morning. Whereas younger kids, and like I can remember this, just get up early automatically. I mean, I remember watching Bob and Marianne on Channel 5, you know, when I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, it was 5:30 in the morning, but I was up and awake. And this is the only time I've ever up and awake at 5:30 in the morning, happy about it.
Right.
And so there's this big push that grade schools could start even earlier and high schools could start later. And the schools that have tested it, it has been so successful that, like, you know, it's like, oh, we'll do it for this couple months. And then they, like, make it automatic.
They keep it.
Week. Yeah. Like, it's just, it is such a dramatic improvement.
Yeah. Well, we got a few more here. We'll hang on to those because we got a break here. We got weather and we've got traffic. And my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's Monday and it's sleepy Monday. So we want to wake you up with a joke so you're not so sleepy and angry. And if you have to go before a judge today, prepare to get a life sentence. So 312-981-7200 for talk and text. My dad's going to tell a joke and we've got a Blackhawks Express to play from Sunday afternoon's game. So here's a couple more quick facts about daylight saving time. There's more cyber loafing on the job. So sleepy Monday is also lazy Monday and also loafing Monday. Another study looked at people's Google search trends for the Mondays before the switch to DST, immediately after the switch, and the week after, with a specific focus on sites like Facebook, YouTube, and ESPN, entertainment sites that people aren't searching for their jobs. They found out that on Monday after the switch, people searched for 3.1% more entertainment websites than the Monday before and 6.4% more than the subsequent Monday. While the researchers cautioned that they can't be sure that this is all cyber loafing, the fact that there is nothing else special about these Mondays meant it's very likely what it was. And then higher energy bills. One of the main rallying cries for DST has been to save energy, but studies have it mixed. In 1975, the Department of Transportation issued a report about whether a short-lived, year-long DST experiment had been worthwhile. They declared modest overall benefits might be realized by a shift from the historic six-month DST system, but they cautioned that these benefits were difficult to isolate. Optimistically, though, they said DST might help reduce 1% of electricity use. But as modern researchers have noticed, electricity uses have shifted. Chief among the changes, only 46% of the new single-family household completed in 1975 had air conditioning, compared to the 93% in 2016. Indiana proved to be the best place to test the change, because in 2006 they decided to observe DST as an entire state. A study ultimately concluded that while DST does save electricity and lighting, there is more than offset by the demands of heating and cooling, resulting in Indiana households being hit by a $9 million per year higher electricity bill. So we were not saving any money here like we thought we were. So there you go. A few facts about DST on this sleepy Monday. Hey, I hope you're not too sleepy to miss my screening in April. April 3rd is my next film screening, and I really hope you guys can make it out. It's Little Shop of Horrors, the classic musical with Rick Moranis and Bill Murray and Steve Martin. And we are showing the special director's cut with the alternate ending that director Frank Oz had to change. The studio made him change it, but we're going to show the director's cut with an introduction by Frank Oz. Just a fun movie, a great movie, a terrific musical. It's only $9.99 to get in. Parking is free. You can get your tickets right now at amctheaters.com. It is Tuesday, April 3rd. Movie starts at 8. Come at 7, have some dinner. I'll introduce the movie at 8, and we'll talk about it afterwards. And again, it's the special director's cut of Little Shop of Horrors, which is a really great movie. If you've never seen it, you really should. And if you've never seen it on the big screen, it's going to be fun. And on top of that, I know many, many people have never seen the alternate ending, which is just so bizarre and crazy and awesome. So let's pack the place. Tuesday, April 3rd. Get your tickets now, amctheaters.com, for the director's cut of Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, we'll take a break, and the news is coming up next.